Hey everyone, it's Justin. Thank you for watching and or listening to the podcast. Welcome to my house. It's time for another ServiceNow Store Highlights video. That's SSH version 01192024 or January 19th, 2024. For this episode, we have 98 new or updated applications in the ServiceNow Store. There is a little bit of a leftover that some of the stuff you're going to see tonight should have been, or today, should have been on January 12th episode, but I was in the middle of releasing and rebuilding my PDI because the developer program asked us to surrender our PDIs, and so I had to do a bit of a manual episode for the January 12th episode, which means I didn't capture everything. My crawl wasn't quite working like it should. I relied on an email from ServiceNow, which only gave us the 124 applications you can see right there in the bottom left. And so that leaves us with 98 for this episode, and where the culprits are these 61 fixes. That's right, 61, count them. You can see all from ServiceNow. So these little applications with the at sign in front of them, they're all components to UI Builder or what's the other one, Platform Analytics Workspace, the data visualizations. So that's all the stuff with the at sign, but there's some cloud cost management, cloud spend, the emergency outreach, or the workplace service delivery applications were one of them too, network inventory, back to some visualizations there. Workplace service delivery again is the stuff that got missed on the last episode. So I'm not going to read them all to you. I'll lose my voice if I do. But there are those 61 applications. Let's go ahead and I clicked on fix. I didn't need to click on fix, but I did. So let's get rid of the filter and then change the category here. The other group of stuff that should have been on last week's episode were these minor updates. There's 23 of them, and you can see most of them prefixed with AES or Application or App Engine Studio. They're from ServiceNow, so a lot of stuff there. But we did have two from BitSight Technologies. Got BitSight for IT Service Management, BitSight for Security Performance Management. Those are legit. That should be on this week's episode. Agile Healthcare Payer ARC, that should have been on two or three episodes ago. Found that when my crawl started working. And then another one that should be on today's episode as a minor update is Zert ID, Identity Management, IAM, and IGA. So those are the minor updates. Everything else is from ServiceNow, and most of the AES stuff is a version thing. So what happens with these bigger application suites is the core or the central application gets updated, and then every little hanging on application that's a dependency on that application seems to get versioned, and their release notes are really horrible for these, but that's the minor update. So those two categories out of the way, which leaves us with release notes fails. We only had three this week. Data grid UI component, again, that's one of the ones from the batch that should have been there for last week's episode or the week before. But we also had Return Center, not a ServiceNow app, and Service Bridge Base. All three of those were release notes fails. If you haven't seen or watched, heard an episode before, a release notes fail is there was a version change in the ServiceNow store, but the release notes don't tell us what changed. I can't tell. It's either repeated release notes, no release notes, or release notes that are of no use. So that leaves us with two more categories, new releases and highlights. We'll start, we got one new release in this episode, and that's going to be the AVA Widget Hub, the ultimate collection of high-performance widgets. Quite a claim there. Let's look at the key features for this Widget Hub. Manage watch list, effortlessly include watch list users directly from the portal without the need for intricate ticket form configurations. Widget branding, AVA watchlist seamlessly blends with your portal's branding, creating an intuitive and user-friendly experience. And then widget customization, customize widgets to meet your organizational needs, adjusting to display settings and interactions for ultimate flexibility. Now they have given us some screenshots. Here's widget one, showing sending status updates to David Liu, and then two other users, Brant Darnell and Amos Lennon. Then we have an incident view on the portal, and you can see the widget that they're talking about there on the right next to the activity and the attachments, basically adding people to the watch list. A couple more names in that screenshot. Next screenshot, so this previous screenshot was Employee Service Center or Employee Center. This next screenshot is the old or service portal that we used to show in all of our demos, but basically this is where you used to start from before Employee Service Center came around. But it's the same thing. We're seeing that new widget right next to the activity widget showing for a particular incident. Next screenshot is the first screenshot that we looked up. So that is what's new from AvaSoft Inc., the AVA Widget Hub, which brings us to our highlights. It's going to be a short episode this week. First on our list of highlights is going to be the Agent Workspace app shell. This is a funny one. So you don't see anything recent here on the dates. The last time this thing was updated was August 3rd, 2023. So let me show you what I found out. I didn't even know that this was happening, but if I go to that application and look at my crawl history, I can see the reason this showed up is because I started fingerprinting the application. So look here in the middle here, I've got these application fingerprints. My fingerprints are looking at specific fields and then doing a fingerprint or a hash of what it found. And basically this is what detected. This application got renamed from Workspace App Shell to Agent Workspace App Shell. And now I know that might not be earth-shattering to everyone else, but it was a pleasure to me to see that I caught a name change, even though I shouldn't have seen it, right? Because you saw there was no actual changes in the ServiceNow store. So now you know the Agent Workspace App Shell, or formerly Workspace App Shell, has an update, and it was the name was updated, but nothing else was updated besides the name. So then next on our list is going to be Amaze by Intellective. That was updated to version 4.2.0, and in this version they have some improvements and bug fixes. You can see there at the top, increased fault tolerant delivery of CSS imports, supporting Google Font CDN imports with comma separated font weights, streamlined properties save enable flow, graceful error reporting while interacting with unconfigured knowledge bases, minor component refinements for mobile viewports, and legacy accordions made more fault tolerant. On the bug fixes side, responsive embed interactivity restored on publish/preview, and undo functionality refactor for more reliable behavior. And that is what's new by Amaze by Intellective from Intellective. Next update is going to be IAM application updated to version 4.0.14. And in this version, there are job role enhancements, job role variables to add extra logic to manage complex job roles, grouping for job roles in portal form, and approvals for job roles. For organizational management, organizational unit management to build and manage full organizational structure. For IAM reporting, IAM reporting capabilities, for example, GDPR report, compliance records that we can use with systems, critical access combinations, and unauthorized access monitoring. This includes GDPR-related controls. And under other enhancements, IAM request move to design flow, email management enhancements, IAM request cancellation and reopen/escalation possibility from the portal, IAM tests can be run asynchronously, termination policies can also modify identities, for example, remove information and move to removed, and then license check to portal. And there were some general bug fixes and minor enhancements, but that's what's new from the team at AppMore LTD. Next on our list, it's going to be the Juniper Mist Automated Provisioning, updated to version 1.2.0. And in this version, they improve API error messages and adding actions to replace device, for example, AP, switch, gateway, and to create/delete a gateway cluster. Up next on the list of updates is going to be Mobility Management Platform. That was updated to version 6.0.110. And in this version, I think I need to compare, if I remember correctly, when I set this up. Okay, so number one is Vancouver certification. And then if you look at what they've done, they've repeated some release notes. So we need to jump down here to this part of the release notes is what's new. New integration with personal income tax calculator, where data is sent to calculator returned alongside stored in ServiceNow called as calculation instance. It is kind of enhancing the existing calculator integration with adding another type of calculator. Agent Workspace has been enhanced, adding more components to it, hence adding more functionalities. Some new templates of emails are created, which can be used by clients to generate emails, and proxy location fields are added in the calculation instance, which helps in storing data returned from calculator, parentheses, balance sheet. So, and I'm just double checking. Yeah, so that is what's new with this application from the team at Mercer US Incorporated. Next up is going to be My IT Footprint was updated to version 1.5.1. And in this version, they have some new features under collection. The selection of factors when creating sources is simplified depending on the accounting category used. Under documentation, rework of the product docs and enhancements of functional approach documentation. Under imports, there's two new import tables and transforms for imported sources and manual sources. Under enhancement for collection, all the factors used on a given domain or collection can now be accessed in the related list, simplifying how collection templates work, centralization of attachments from manual sources at the collection level, evolution of the GHG dashboard to take into account the recent addition of uncertainty. For the core, electricity loss calculation management has been improved to define more precisely what to apply this calculation to. Under data, uncertainty added to their standard profiles. And under defect correction, under collection, correction of the collect duplication. Okay, that's a weird phrase, but I think it makes sense in the way that it's organized. But that's what's new from the team at Aguaro SAS from My IT Footprint. Next on our list of updates is My Sheets from the ServiceNow Innovation Lab, updated to version 1.1.1. And in this one, they have new secondary fields. Add up to 5 reference fields from a parent reference table. Once you have added a reference field, you can now add up to 5 more columns as secondary reference field from the parent table. That just repeated the same thing. And then enhance data richness with a variety of information from secondary fields. So long story short, you can add secondary fields, up to 5 of them from your reference. And that's what's new from the Innovation Lab. Up next is Patient Trial Study Oversight, updated to version 1.6.2. And in this version, they brought us some new features, site invitations and PI invitations, or P1, I think it's PI. And under enhancements, they brought us the e-consent dashboard. Not a lot of detail there, but we've got something. We know something changed in that one. Next up on the list of updates, which made an appearance in the last episode as a weird application doing weird stuff. And now, Performance Analytics for Security Incident Response did have a valid update on January 4th. And that was the Security Incident Manager role doesn't have access to view a few widgets on the Security Incident Manager Overview dashboard. Might have been a little repeat from the last episode, but better safe than sorry in leaving that. Which leaves us with our last highlight from Regology. It's going to be the Regology Regulatory Intelligence, updated to version 1.5.9. In this version, they bring us support to set alerts as archive status and support for the dynamic alert type. And that, my friends, my fans, my subscribers, my listeners, is our entire episode. Let's take a recap here. That was one new release, 10 highlights, 23 minor updates, 61 fixes, and 3 release notes fails. I hope you found this video or podcast helpful. If you did, please like, please subscribe, or share it with somebody who you think might be interested in what's new and what got updated in the ServiceNow store. And until next time, don't forget to always be learning.